Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Improve Your Conversations by Patrick King positions everyday social skill as a learnable craft rather than a personality trait you either have or lack. Framed around improv comedy techniques, the book focuses on how to respond in the moment, keep exchanges flowing, and create the kind of easy rapport people associate with charisma. Instead of promising a set of canned lines, it emphasizes flexible habits that help you generate better reactions under pressure. Whether you are meeting someone new, networking, dating, or simply trying to be more present with friends and coworkers. The improv angle is especially practical because it treats conversation like collaboration, where listening, building, and supporting the other person matters as much as being clever. As a second edition and part of King's broader communication series, it aims to translate stage-tested principles into simple drills, mindsets, and conversational moves that work in real life, even for people who feel awkward or blank-minded in social situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, improv mindset for everyday dialogue. A central idea is that strong conversation starts with a mindset shift. You do not need to perform, you need to participate. Improv comedy works because players accept what is happening and add to it, rather than judging, stalling, or searching for the perfect response. Applied to daily life, this becomes an antidote to self-consciousness and the pressure to be interesting. The book highlights principles such as focusing outward on the other person, treating conversation as a shared creation, and embracing small imperfections as normal. When you stop trying to control every moment, you free up attention for listening and responding naturally. This also reframes mistakes. Instead of seeing a pause or awkward moment as failure, you treat it as neutral information and move forward. The result is a calmer baseline, which makes it easier to speak spontaneously. The improv mindset also encourages playfulness. You can explore ideas, exaggerate lightly, or take a harmless conversational risk to make an interaction feel alive. By prioritizing collaboration over performance, you become easier to talk to because the other person feels supported rather than evaluated. Secondly, always know what to say by building on offers. The book uses the improv concept of an offer, meaning anything the other person provides that you can build on, a detail, emotion, opinion, or even a complaint. Many people go blank because they try to invent a brand new topic instead of using what is already present. Learning to spot offers turns conversation into a series of small, manageable steps. You listen for specifics, then respond by acknowledging and adding. This keeps momentum without requiring constant creativity. A practical technique is to add a second layer to what was said, ask for an example, explore a cause, connect it to a related experience, or amplify the emotional angle. Another tool is to make your response directional. Rather than short agreement, you steer gently toward a story, a shared observation, or a question that opens space. The overall effect is that you feel less trapped by silence, because you have a repeatable process. Notice the offer, accept it, and contribute something that moves it forward. Over time, this trains spontaneous thinking, since you practice generating additions quickly and confidently. Thirdly, witty banter without being mean or forced. Banter can easily become awkward when it feels scripted or when humor turns sharp. The book frames witty exchanges as a form of cooperative play, not a contest. Improv techniques help you create light teasing that stays safe because it is rooted in rapport and mutual enjoyment. Instead of targeting insecurities, you tease obvious, low-stakes elements such as situational quirks, exaggerated assumptions, or playful misinterpretations. The emphasis is on staying responsive. If the other person leans in, you can heighten. If they hesitate, you can soften, redirect, or return to sincerity. This approach also reduces the pressure to be a comedian. You do not need constant punchlines. Often, the most effective wit comes from quick reframes, unexpected connections, or a confident callback to something said earlier. The book also treats timing as important. Banter works best after a baseline of warmth is established. By focusing on emotional safety, reading feedback, and using improv-style escalation, you can sound more clever while also coming across as kind and socially intelligent. Fourthly, presence and listening as the engine of charisma. A key takeaway is that charisma is less about talking and more about making the other person feel heard and energized. Improv performers succeed by listening intensely because their next move depends on what their partner just did. In conversation, the same skill creates presence. The book emphasizes reducing internal chatter and shifting attention to signals, word choice, tone, pace, and what seems meaningful to the speaker. With better listening, your responses become naturally relevant, which makes you appear sharper and more engaging. Presence also changes your delivery. When you are not rushing to fill gaps, you can pause, respond with intention, and mirror the emotional level appropriately. The book links this to likability. People enjoy those who validate them, build on their ideas, and share the spotlight. Practical strategies include reflecting back key points, naming the emotion behind a story, and asking questions that show you tracked the thread. When these habits combine, conversation feels smoother and you rarely need to force topics because attentive listening continuously supplies material for the next step. Lastly, practice drills and real-world transfer. Improv is skill-based, so the book leans toward training rather than theory. The value of this approach is that conversational ease improves through repetition in low-risk practice, similar to learning a sport or instrument. Drills inspired by improv can teach rapid association, flexibility, and comfort with uncertainty. For example, you might practice generating multiple responses to a single statement, expanding on a topic in different directions, or deliberately accepting and adding to a prompt instead of negating it. The point is not to memorize lines, but to strengthen the mental pathways that produce spontaneous responses. The book also implicitly addresses transfer, bringing drills into daily life in small doses. You can try one technique during a meeting, a quick chat with a cashier, or a call with a friend, then notice what changed. This reduces overwhelm and creates steady progress. Over time, the combination of mindset, listening, and structured practice can produce a noticeable shift: fewer blank moments, more playful exchanges, and greater confidence in unfamiliar social settings. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who feel they sometimes freeze in conversation, struggle with small talk, or want a more playful, charismatic style without resorting to scripted pickup lines or rigid formulas. It is also a strong fit for professionals who network, lead meetings, or collaborate across teams, since improv-based communication emphasizes responsiveness and shared momentum. The practical benefit is increased ease under social pressure. By learning to notice what is being offered, accept it, and build on it, you spend less time searching for clever content and more time connecting. That can improve friendships, dating, workplace rapport, and even conflict recovery, because you develop the ability to stay present and constructive when conversations go off script. Compared with similar conversation guides, the improv framework stands out for its adaptability. Many books focus on what to say. This one centers on how to think, so you can create what to say in any moment. If you want a skill set that scales across situations, encourages genuine warmth, and makes wit feel natural rather than performative, it is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Patrick King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.